teen girl killed, two injured as Israeli family hit in West Bank terror attack. By Simon Kent on August 23, 2019. A terrorist bombing attack at a natural spring outside the West Bank settlement of Dolev on Friday morning claimed the life of teenage girl while leaving her father and brother seriously injured, Israeli officials said. Rina Schnurb, 17, of Lod, was critically wounded in the attack on her family. She was treated at the scene from civilian and military medics before being pronounced dead of her injuries. Her father Eitan, a rabbi in Lod, and brother Devir, 19, were taken by military helicopter to a Jerusalem hospital in serious condition. The Megan David Adam, MDA, ambulance service said. An MDA spokesman added their condition was described as serious. The military said it was being treated as a terrorist attack. Although it wasn't immediately clear whether an explosive device was thrown at them or had been planted earlier. The hilly central region of the West Bank around Dolev is studded with olive groves and orchards and is popular with hikers. On Friday morning, the Israeli military quickly cordoned off the area around Ein Bob and Spring near the Palestinian village of Deir Ivitzi, while soldiers blocked roads and searched the area. The natural water source was named Danny Spring by Israelis after an Israeli student, Danny Gonen, was murdered there in 2015. That attack was claimed by a group claiming to be affiliated with the Islamist terrorist group Hamas. Security services were reportedly tracking a car that fled the scene shortly after the explosion on Friday morning. IDF soldiers are searching the area, the military said in a statement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who also serves as defense minister, said he was receiving constant updates on the search effort and would meet soon with the commanders of the country's security forces. In a statement, Netanyahu offered his deep condolences to the family and wished swift recuperation to the wounded. "We will continue to strengthen Jewish communities. We will spread our roots deeper and strike out at our enemies." He added that security forces are in pursuit of the vile terrorists. "We will reach them. Our long arm will pay them their dues." PM and DM Benjamin Netanyahu. "On behalf of myself and the citizens of Israel, I send deep condolences to the family of young Rina Schnurb, who was murdered in a harsh terrorist attack this morning, and wishes for a quick recovery to her father, Rabbi Eitan, and her brother Devir." PM of Israel, at Israeli PM, August 23, 2019. PM of Israel, at Israeli PM, August 23, 2019. There have been concerns of a possible increase in violence in the run-up to Israel's September 17 general election. A week ago, a Palestinian car ramming attack in the West Bank wounded two Israelis, while the assailant was shot dead. On August 8, an off-duty Israeli soldier's body was found with multiple stab wounds. Two Palestinian suspects were later arrested. Late Thursday, a Palestinian threw grenades at Israeli soldiers while attempting to cross the Gaza border and was shot by Israeli forces, leaving him wounded, the army and the Gaza Health Ministry said. Gaza terrorists have also launched six missiles at Israel in the past week. The most recent were on Wednesday, and in retaliation the army said it struck a number of military targets in a Hamas naval facility in the northern Gaza Strip. AFP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.